You got Muffy in the morning.
Good morning. It's Monday, the 20th of September, 2021. It's 6:05, and it's not a good day for the Coffs Coast. 133353 is our number. Our email, moffy@triplem.com.au. And you can get us on our Facebook page as well, Triple M Coffs Coast. Well, there'll be plenty said today about an incident that happened in Sawtelle last night. Police are investigating. But basically, a 16-year-old boy is fighting for his life in hospital here in Coffs Harbour after being stabbed at a party at a beach last night. Now, the fight broke out at the party where a large number of teenagers were. Now, this morning, parents need to do two things. They need to talk to their children and they need to ask themselves why this happened, why they let their children go there, and why this is happening in our community. Emergency services responded about 8 p.m. last night to reports of a stabbing on the beach. The 16-year-old male was treated at the scene before being rushed to Coffs Harbour Base Hospital with life-threatening injuries, where he was undergoing surgery last night. The latest update that we have this morning from police media, and we'll have more details as they emerge throughout the morning, is that the young lad is still in a critical condition. Now, videos have circulated on social media, and that did happen seconds after the attack on Snapchat and Instagram and all sorts of platforms. So again, parents, this is where you need to step up and show leadership and make sure that your children aren't seeing the videos. Now, officers from the Coffs Clarence Police District have secured a crime scene and worked through the night, commencing an investigation into the circumstances surrounding the incident. But at what point, and I've said it before, and, you know, I was talking to a mate about this last night, at what point do you leave home and do you go, I've got my phone, I've got my wallet, I've got my keys, oh wait, where's my knife? Now, there's got to be a lot of discussion around this as a community as to why we've got to this point. Why we've got drunk teenagers on the beach at Sawtelle last night. What a great start to school holidays. We've got a kid who's fighting for his life. And society has got a lot to answer for. We'll be talking more about it throughout the morning. Look, if I sound angry about what happened in Sawtelle last night, it's because I am. It's a tragic thing that's happened. We've got a 16-year-old who's, you know, should be in the prime of his life and could be, anyway. About 100 people were there last night at this party on the beach. But like I said, how many of the parents knew what was actually going on down there? I've got to commend one bloke, though. There's a young bloke, and because I've seen the video. Now, police, by the way, if anyone has any of that video footage, they're asking them to come forward. A stack of them that we got last night, we forwarded onto the police as well. But there's one kid who actually pulls the offender off the victim while he's stabbing him. You know, this is the bloke who needs to be commended. While it was all going on, and he's had the balls to go in there, grab this bloke and pull him off. Who knows what would have happened? Who knows what would have happened? I don't know who that kid is, but, you know, he should be commended for his actions last night. As I said, there's a lot of anger in the community about it. And I, you know, last night, down at the scene covering the story and then going home and then talking to different people last night about it who, you know, were distressed because of it. And you just think, how, as a community, have we got to this point? But it's not just the community here. You look at this story on Saturday. Police have charged a teenage boy over the alleged fatal stabbing of another boy and the serious wounding of another in Lake Macquarie. That was on Friday night. This one. A man will face court today charged with the stabbing of another man on the state central coast. That happened yesterday afternoon at Woi Woi. You know, at what point did we change in society? At what point did we go, let me grab my keys and my wallet, I'll get my phone. Oh, before I go, I better go and get my knife as well. There's that saying about, you know, the standard that you walk past is the standard that you accept. And we've got to make sure we don't walk past this standard and all of a sudden it becomes the norm.